Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about those people who go up and then down. You'll see what I mean when I read you from Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, where we read, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations! For you have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.' Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit." I remember one year watching the American Super Bowl. That's the football championship. And the two teams were introduced in very different ways. The first team was introduced in the customary manner, individual by individual. The second team refused any individual introduction and was merely presented as one team. Hey, that particular year, the second team won. It's a sports cliche that there is no I in team. But there is plenty of I in this passage from Isaiah, where the prophet looked at both the nearer king of Babylon and the more distant enemy of our souls. The pride, the grasping, selfish ambition, and the self-will of both beings was powerfully expressed in five I will statements. This expresses the essence of the self-focused and the self-obsessed life. I will ascend into heaven. That's like saying heaven will be my home and my place of honor. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's like saying, I will be enthroned and will be exalted above all other angelic beings. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. That's like saying, I will sit in the place of glory and honor and attention. I will ascend above the heights. That's like saying, I will continue to rise, even in heaven, until everyone sees my bright, shining glory. And finally, he said, I will be like the Most High. That's like saying, I will be glorious and set equal to God far above all other created beings. Now, we see in these statements not so much a desire to exalt one's self above God, but the desire to exalt one's self above one's peers. From this passage, it seems that Satan's desire was not so much to be above God, but to be honored and regarded as the highest angel, above the other stars of God, receiving the glory and attention one would receive being next to God, equal with God, like the Most High. We don't have to want to be exalted higher than God to be like Satan. It's enough to want to be exalted above other people. Lucifer was certainly a glorious angel, the day star, the son of the morning, and he was also called the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, the anointed cherub who covers in Ezekiel chapter 28. Yet there came a time when, despite all this beauty and glory, he departed from the heart of God by wanting to exalt himself above his peers. Now, in contrast, the heart of Jesus says, the status of equality with God is not something I will hang on to. I will let it go. I will give up my reputation, be a servant, and live humbly among men, and even die an excruciating and humiliating death. That's a paraphrase of some of the ideas from Philippians chapter 2. When Lucifer departed from God's heart, he fell from glory. And fall he did. The promise is, yet you shall be brought down. You see, despite Satan's desire to exalt himself, he won't be exalted at all. Now, certainly, there's a sense in which he is exalted right now, but in an eye blink in the scope of eternity, Satan, like all those who desire to exalt themselves, shall be brought down. So what about you? Which way are you going? Are you going up like the others-centered Jesus, or are you going down like the self-centered Satan? Draw near to Jesus, and he'll work his humility into you. You can open yourself up to Jesus and draw near to him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.